This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome back to Straight Outta Marvel. It's shows Kevin 27 back with another fire episode. And today we have X-Men 97 episode 3 review. This is called Fire Made Flesh. And I'm not going to lie, this is probably one of the best Disney Plus Marvel episodes that have come out. Definitely better than any episode from What If. If we're just being serious, better than any episode from What If. This was a really good episode, man. So, you know, before we really get into it, dive deep, man, make sure you subscribe and follow at Kevin27World. And please give a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, okay? So, yo, this episode obviously pick up from, the previous when Jean Grey show up to the door wounded, saying she needs the X-Men. So she shows up, boom, cliffhanger, boom, what's gonna happen next? Wow. Now my man's Beast run a test. He said, yo, the one who showed up, this is the real Jean Grey. Will the real Jean Grey please stand up? Clearly this was her. The fake Jean Grey was like, nah, you gonna sit here? And she tried to hit Scott with a low blow. She was like, Storm would have believed me. Bro, everybody's sitting here like, you not Jean Grey, man. Which is a super low blow when it comes to Scott. And I thought that was a crazy dig. But it was kind of, that's when I really knew. I was like, oh no, she really the clone. Like, the real Jean Grey wouldn't have stooped that low. You know what I mean? So I do believe that she knew that that was not, like, maybe subconsciously, because she didn't know at this time, right? So come to find out, Mr. Sinister is behind all this, dun dun dun, again. And of course, if they can do this with Mr. Sinister just in this little 30-minute piece, and obviously he was in the X-Men 97, he was a prominent character, and I'm not sure how many seasons, but definitely was. But they went crazy with him. The illusions, all of that stuff, the horror scene. Honestly, I was locked in like The Last of Us. I'm going to keep it real. That's always my go-to because that's the most locked in I'll ever be playing The Last of Us. So I'm sitting here watching this and I'm just like, they playing mind, like Mr. Sinister playing mind tricks on everyone. He playing mind tricks on Logan. He playing mind tricks on Gambit. Got Gambit over here watching Magneto and Rogue getting down and dirty. And speaking of that, bro, yo, shout out to Marvel. This was the most adult episode. I'm shocked. This was super adult. I seen a lot of blood. Bro, they talking about they toned down the sexualization? Ain't no damn way. Bro, Jean Grey, oh my Lord. She was walking around with the mommy milkers. Oh my God. Like, I'm astonished, bro. Like, when I was watching it, I was like, nah, bro. Maybe that was just a crazy angle. Because, bro, the way they had Jean Grey, at least the fake, maybe, I don't know if they went crazy because it was the fake Jean Grey. Bro, they had Jean Grey get up with her legs spread wide open. I seen it. I was like, what? Like, it looked like, I don't know. I don't remember what that movie was called. But y'all know what I'm talking about with the girl and when she was, like, getting interrogated and she spread, you know. It looked just like that. Like, I was like, whoa. So, yo, Marvel, yo, they really went real adult with this, you know. It could be because of Eric, or not Eric, what was it, Bo DeMaio, freaky ass, you know. But, bro, Jean Grey was looking crazy. So I'm sitting here, And once my man's Mr. Sinister took the baby and threw him in the water, I was like, what in the hell? He really is sinister. Like, this man is devilish. I guess if you've been alive since 1870, you a crazy motherfucker. Like, dang. Did you talk about 120 years? You know, at this point, you know, because it's 1997. This is ridiculous. So Mr. Sinister, he went crazy on this. And I think if they can do that for this animated series, yeah, because it has been rumblings that, you know, Mr. Sinister is going to be a prominent villain in the upcoming X-Men films. And if they can do that, if they can do this, just animate it, imagine what they could do live action. So, and you can always do just a little more animated, but I think you could make that scene way more scarier because that was intense, you know? So, yeah, this was a great episode. So they eventually end up, Jean Grey, they eventually, she's able to get a hold of the other Jean Grey because she finally come to her senses. And this scene was so funny with Logan, and he was like pretty much confessing his love for her in his head, right? Because she was like, because when she was coming to, you know, she forgot everything and she couldn't handle the voices in her head. So he's trying to make her remember. And he like, yo, just remember how I feel about you. And he started, you know, pretty much going through everything. And that's pretty much how she got her mind back. But I'm not going to lie, for a slight second, I was like, yo, if this would have been the 90s, Wolverine would have kissed her. Like, real snaps. Like, if this would have been the 90s for real, he would have kissed her right there. Like, they would have started making out or something, and then she probably would have remembered. Or then that's when the whole thing with Scott would have happened, and she would have stopped. But, and if this was really the 90s, they would have started kissing. So that was, I thought that was very interesting. And obviously, she come to save the day, and I think it was very cool. You know, the animation looked great and all that. But what's crazy is Mr. Sinister. So remember when I said he put the damn baby in the damn swimming pool, or not the pool, but like one of them little floating, one of those floating things where people can survive. But the thing is, he didn't have no mask on. So, and I get it, the baby's a mutant, but it seemed like that baby was up in there for a long time, man. He should have died, because I get it, they be mutants, but do they show the mutant powers at birth? Or obviously, if you look like one, that's probably like hard to get around. But if you just somebody like Jean Grey, did that, like, at birth, was she like that? Who knows? You know, so I think that's one thing that's a little crazy to me. So I don't like how they did that. You know, now I feel like Scott got a lot of pointers for the first two episodes. This episode, and I'm not judging it episode by episode. This episode, he took a big step back for me. He just was so corny. He still kissed bad Jean Grey, even though he know that she's the clone. I'm like, bro, Scott, stop being so weak. He hit her with his concussion beam or whatever the hell it is, and she started bleeding. He was like, I'm sorry. I was like, bro, come on, man. That's not even your Beezy. It's a clone. Like, what in the world is wrong with you? So he took a little step back. And then I really didn't like how he abandoned his child at the end. I get it. He was like, because after the baby got all messed up, because they took him out of the green stuff that was supposed to, I guess, make him invincible. But they took him out too early. So now it's poisoning him, going to kill him. But they want to send him to the future, you know, to get him better. Because obviously they probably got futuristic drugs that can cure him. And Scott was like, I can't be a part of this. Like, what you mean, bro? He's like, I will not abandon my child like my father did me. And I'm like, bro, this isn't time for your abandonment issues. Your wife the mother of your child needed you to take her, like, to go to the jump point so your baby can get better, and you gonna walk away like a little bitch. So, man, Scott took a big step back for me. Like, I didn't like that. I just thought, like, it's bad leadership, and that's why Professor X didn't leave it to you, man. He left it to Magneto, man, because you're not the one right now. You're not the one. You might be the two or the three. You know, you might be the three. So, shout out to my guy. He told me that it stormed probably. I think he said, matter of fact, let me check the DM real quick. I think he said Storm would get her powers back by episode 3 or 4. And it looks exactly like that. It's kind of crazy. So what'd he say? He said episode 5. So episode 4, they already look like they about to be bringing Storm back. Cause I was like, bro, what is this? Like, come on, we ain't got no Storm. So look like she gonna be having her powers back. It might take her the whole episode, and then by 5, she'll be in full swing. But I am super ecstatic about that. And yeah, I cannot wait. So, yo, this was a great episode. And I mean, 9 out of 10 for sure. You know, the only thing I didn't like was really Scott. Like, Scott was kind of irritating me. His leadership was very piss poor. And I didn't like his attitude. You know, I feel like your wife needed you. And I feel like he said, I'm not going to abandon my child, and then abandon his child right then and there. Like, you walked away from the little guy that you never even know. Would you want that to be the last time you see your kid? No, you should want it. If not, you should want it. But if that would have to happen, you would want it to have been you going with your wife to send the kid off with the future man. You know what I mean? Why would you? That just didn't make any sense, you know? So I'm that really pissed me off, man. I'm really disappointed with Scott right there, man. But other than that, episode was flawless, but that's the one flaw. So I get a 9 out of 10 for sure. But what do you guys think about this episode? Let me know in the comment section. Or DMs open, comments be open on Instagram at Kevin27World. Make sure you like this video. Make sure you 5-star me. And stick around, because we are going to do an ultimate review. But that's only for podcast listeners. And if you want to listen to the ultimate review, you can go to Spotify at Straight Outta Marvel. Or you can go to Spotify on Straight Outta Marvel. And if you want to stick around for the ultimate review, you can go to Spotify and listen Straight Outta Marvel or Apple Podcasts. Okay, Straight Outta Marvel again. And that's where we do the ultimate review, okay? Believe it till you make believers. Now, let's get into this ultimate review, because honestly, this was so good. I was like, I got to watch it again. Like, I got to watch it again, and I got to watch it with the fam. You know what I mean? I actually put my blunt out. You know, it's not that big. But I was smoking this while I was watching it. But, you know, I roll in forever blunts. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to put this out. And then I'm going to watch this with the fam. You know, the real one's still hanging with your boy. And we're going to get to it, okay? Because this episode was amazing. And I know if I don't watch it tonight, I won't watch it again. You know, so let's get to it.
Previously on X-Men.
We skipping that recap because I've just seen it. Yo, light up that exotic if you got it. Fire Made Flesh. Music by the Newton Brothers.
Mind is dense, vague and uncertain memories.
Oh, DeMaio. Super L, Victoria Alonso, Big L's. I see a den of confusion. Lewis, you better watch out. Kevin Feige, you better watch out. Brad Winterbaum. Telling you. Alone. And this was written by Bo DeMaio, so this is, it's kind of crazy, because I think he wrote season two as well. They probably gave him a nice little severance package, because if he writing like this, yo, that boy nice. I'm telling you, man, it's always the freaks that's the most creative. Scott,
but who she is, or
we're going to talk about that off day.
Remains a mystery.
Well, this isn't going to get confusing or anything. Let's call this mystery gal in the bad Jean Doe. All in favor?
The bad Jean Doe.
Every moment is a new and shocking valuation of all we have ever been. My friends, words will fail to prepare you. But the Jean that lies on this couch would appear to be the actual Jean Grey.
Mm. What do you mean, the actual Jean Grey?
I used gamma rays to isolate the hemoglobic properties of both Jean's genetic markers, effectively carbon dating each woman on a cellular level.
English sugar?
Jean Doe is older, the proper age. Yours, while identical, is not.
Damn.
Our Jean is a clone.
See? Now, I'm surprised. Impossible. Everybody just started whooping her ass right then and there.
Science is sound.
But I have
no. Like, why would you not?
In her mind, it's just fragments. Your science could have been manipulated by someone with wicked intentions. Scott, tell them.
Scott was like, shit.
Scott.
Yo, he hit it with the conceited face.
Beast, confirm your test.
Enough tests. I am Jean Grey, member of the X-Men, one of the first. I fought by your side in countless battles, given my life how many times? You know me.
I was like, yeah, that ain't the real Jean Grey. I feel like the real Jean Grey. I feel like the real Jean Grey would have started going to people's minds and,
you know, me.
Especially when she said that. But then you'd be like, "It's a woman. She hormonal. Just had the baby. Postpartum depression. All that."
I can take him.
He's fine. Beast tests won't change the fact that I'm Nathan's mother.
I know. No one is saying that. Just with the professor and Storm gone and Magneto here, it's been a lot for everyone.
Scott, I need you to trust me. Trust the life we were going to build, the life we brought into this world. You and I.
Of course I
still got my marbles, cup.
In us.
You never could lie to me, Scott. But you always believed in me.
I don't know what to believe right now.
Just
because he know that ain't you, man.
We should have left when we had the chance. We could still leave.
Jean Grey.
See?
Are you Jean?
Hello? Who's there?
Answers.
Tom Band's looking slick, Beast. Must be ready soon. Future's calling me.
Once I've resolved matters with our superfluous genes, I'll be able to make the final modifications to send you back to your time.
Bishop, you said in your future...
My boy Bishop, he ready to go back home.
...over the X-Men. What about this?
I'm not gonna lie.
Isn't some history book.
I think it might be cool to go back to, like, something like...
...back a few pages, rewrite...
...the 70s or the 90s, but...
Scott, you have to get Nathan.
Hank, what's wrong?
I don't know. That should be whack.
...have signatures to their work. I know who cloned Jean, a man so...
Like, if you go back to the 90s with your cell phone, other than you won't be able to do anything but charge it, and that's only if you got your charger, because it won't even have a charger for it.
As Mr. Sinister, but you can call me Father.
You! Get away from us!
So look, Mr. Sinister start going crazy right here.
What a touching display. You and your son are meant for so much more. Let me show you.
Never. You've brought nothing but pain into our lives. Kidnapping us, running your science experiments just so you could use our genes to create... You want our son? Nathan!
Yes. That's why I made you. Baked you.
So it's true? I'm not Jean Grey?
Come to me. Only I can usher you and your son to your royal destiny.
You'll come nowhere near my son.
Every cell.
She was kind of holding on, and then he just went crazy on her.
Body, you have no choice.
Bro, Jean Grey got the heavy.
My queen. Struggle, of course.
It's so funny because the OG man Jean Grey had that. She was like damn near naked. Yo, Jean Grey with them green eyes. You got a Pinocchio nose though. That shit look crazy. I'm surprised, like, this is, again, my problem with Scott. How have you not checked on your son this whole time? They just said this girl a clone.
Tell me your dark desire.
They shall know my inferno!
Mon ami, maybe Gambit should have played less rough with you in the danger room, n'est-ce pas? But the cards, they wild.
Huh. Rematch then? Well, let's look at the schedule and see who's up next. Looks like Magneto and Rogue have the danger room next.
Boy, Magneto and Rogue, boy, they going crazy.
Rogue's really training her stamina with the new boss.
It don't say that. Stay on patrol. On second thought, maybe Gambit go look for Rogue right now.
The Gambit over here, tight overall.
Go easy on him, pal. Think you just sent his hush puppies up into his stomach. Hit the shower. I'm gonna go see about a redhead.
He said his hush puppies. That was kind of funny. Because I know what he wanted to say.
And then there was more.
And then it was so funny for him to say hit the showers. Because Spider-Man always talking about how bad Wolverine smell.
See that?
Hello? Hello? That you, Gambit? Logan? One too many redheads for ya. Here, need some help with those. Hard to reach spaces.
Always with the jokes, eh, Morph? As if I don't know. As if we all don't know.
Yo, this scene with Magneto and Rogue is crazy.
Swap with the rest of them nasty thieving critters, ready?
I found myself a real man. A
man, what came out should just work, man? It's crazy. I had a good recording that one time. Thank you.
Liar. Monster.
Nathan? No!
This can't be good.
My boy, fail to sire a child with the proper wife.
Now,
what the heck is going on? Haven't you
no.
figured it out? Where in hell?
Dang, so right here you can actually see this green stuff that the sun is actually involved in. And it's in the torture, you know, the mental torture tactic that he's using. Again, Wolverine talking about somebody stank.
Yo, Cyclops, hit me.
Bishop go crazy.
You're welcome.
Your Gene came back. Fix all that up in a jiffy.
Pathetic. What does he even see in you?
Sinister's controlling you.
You don't have to do this.
Who doesn't? Me? Who am I? Say my name, Scout. No, allow me. I am beyond Jean Grey, beyond the X-Men. I am Scorn and Fury, forged in righteous brimstone. I am the Goblin Queen.
Yo, Jean Grey look bad as hell right here, bro. The Goblin Queen. Yo, I was like, I'm not gonna lie, I was sitting there watching this like, I was like, wait, women can be sexy again? Oh my God.
Remy, oh, I'm sorry, Remy. Should have been here.
You're okay, Shia. Gambit okay now. Cyclops, status report. Sinister created the clone. He made her so he could get his hands on our son. Mr. Sinister?
Sinister is the most evil man who ever existed. He was a scientist in the 1800s, and he started cutting up mutants, stealing our...
Oh, they said 1800s, so that could be early 1800s. He could be a slave owner, all kind of stuff.
I should know.
The voices, there's too many.
She must not remember how to entirely control her powers. The sheer magnitude of her psychic abilities are overwhelming her.
Yo, Sky, so weak. That was another thing that made me mad. He punched the wall, didn't even put a dent in it.
Stayed us far too long, and it is time the madman paid for his malevolent appropriations. I can show you where he is. Are you sure, Morph?
I'm not going to let him hurt anyone.
Rogue, Wolverine, Beast, tend to our wounded. I will lead the others in a surgical strike. Fine. Lead the way.
But he's so beta. He's just so ready to just follow Magneto. I'm so mad at Scott this episode. I don't know why, bro. He got me tight. Look how he just put the baby in there. Mr. Sinister is really the devil. This might have been who told Eve to eat the apple. Holy.
Creations will be born this night by my will and genius.
Like, even when Goku was in that little tank float, like, he had a mask on, man. He just put the little baby in there. That's crazy.
Remember, Gina Sinister's victim too. She's under his control.
Better listen. I know.
I'm gonna keep it real though. That baby looked too damn big for him to just be born. Look, that was all I was just saying, bro, with Jean Grey. She got her with the legs open. Oh, look, I'm rewinding that.
Dude.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm in love.
Oof! It's all you do? Just ask the professor.
Fight, Sinister. Use the powers of your mind.
Do not want to fight you, comrade. I don't want
to
fight you either.
Bro, Jean Grey got the heavies. I'm sorry, bro. I ain't trying to be like... Actually, I am. Fuck. Yes. It's Women's History Month.
Give us the boy, you brimstone clone.
Now, she was also pretty dope, too. She was going crazy, like, for a clone. She actually defeated Magneto.
I applaud your magnetism. But now telekinetic charm extends beyond mere metal. Look at you. A villain playing dress up as a hero. I should have you as a toy.
So to me, a villain playing dress up. That's kind of crazy. And then boom, here comes Scott with his concussive blast.
I didn't want to.
Look at this. I didn't want to. Like, bro, what are you talking about? He's still going to kiss her.
Don't worry.
I thought she was about to twist his neck like Wanda did, but no, she didn't. Like Wanda did Professor X. But nah, they wouldn't go crazy like that.
Come on, Jimmy. Like riding a bicycle. Remember how to control it. Concentrate on my mind, Jimmy. Just my mind. Right here. I'm right here.
Look, he put that thumb on her chin. Like he grabbing her face, putting his hand all on her shoulder. Grabbing her hand. Like, bro. Logan going crazy.
Logan. I remember you.
Deeper.
I mean all that to you.
More.
But he put her hair behind her ear. I thought he was about to kiss her.
Scott, he's in danger. I have to go.
My dear, you are not going anywhere.
Yo, but if you do look at his face, he looked disappointed. He looked like he was going to make a move.
My body won't be an issue. Now. Of course, he took my face.
So now we got big ass Jean Grey against clone Jean Grey, the Goblin Queen, which is a fire name, by the way.
Power? Is that all you can remember?
Is she here? Hello there. Do you know who I am, Jean?
Dad called you to help fix me. They say I think too much.
Don't worry. Heart will think too.
I remember this. It felt like the first day of the rest of my life. But what happened? When did we find our power?
Yo, I thought she was going to do something to help her. Like, you a mutant. You ain't even help the little girl.
We carry all of this. No, it's my pain, not yours. Please, let me help you. Can you tell me who I am? Can you say which of these members are yours and which are mine? Can you? I think so. We are what we remember. And you remember nothing. You are.
So when she swallowed her hair, swallowed up, I was like, okay, what's going to happen? And then we see a baby go into a vagina. And I was like, what in the world? I was like, they showing vaginas, like the inside of one? I was like, oh, Marvel going crazy. They wasn't holding back. That was definitely a vagina. I mean, come on, this is X-Men 97. So even people who was born in 97, I mean, come on. You got to at least be, what, 20? How old is my brother? I think my brother was born in 98. So he about to be 26.
I was thinking.
So yeah, 27.
How could I forget? He's more than a memory. He's a living reminder of the purest love two people can share. And no one
like anyone watching this show is grown. And what's up with LeBron, man? He's like, yo, Disney, when can I get the next episode? Like, LeBron, my guy, but what was up with that? Like, clearly that was paid advertising or what?
Let's go save Nathan.
Cause I've been hearing everybody be like, yo, this show fire.
We had installed. What? Impossible. Stay away from us, son.
You have doomed the boy.
Your power
yours are nothing against mine.
That baby don't look like no damn newborn. It looks like a damn toddler down there.
Fly away. Your house is on fire, and your child all gone.
Then that green stuff start getting all over.
You monster.
Little baby start coughing. Yeah, I was like, this is crazy.
It's a techno-organic virus.
I just can't believe that they got down like this. Like, this was a very dark episode.
Figure it out.
And for them to this, I mean, it's not like this is. Let's go back. But yeah, it's PG. It's not like this is PG-13 or TV-14 or whatever.
It could take months.
Like, they went crazy. They show vaginas, heavies, blood, kidnapping babies, throwing them in tanks, giving them a disease. They went crazy.
I do know a guy there. Smart. Can build anything. This band only got enough juice for Nathan and I.
Meaning, we can't go with you.
Oh, no, there has to be another way. I won't be like my father. I won't abandon my son.
We said we'd give
him. Like, what are you talking about, man? I won't abandon my son.
Don't any of you know how it feels to be abandoned? I won't have him feel that.
Just imagine if you're the one who's gonna take him. You're like, bro, I'm part of the squad. Yo,
I'm sorry.
There'll be days when you're lonely, you're scared, or you ask yourself.
So you're gonna walk out on your baby,
something wrong,
and leave Jean Grey all alone with the kid. That's crazy.
No, in our time here,
I can't be a part of this. Like, what's up with all that whining, man?
Sound, your laughter, and your smile. We love you so much, Nathan. We owe you nothing less than the best. And that is one without us, is it?
Like, I get it, but like, because you're never going to see your kid again, but damn.
Wait.
You going to let your girl do it by herself?
This is your home, too.
That's wild.
You remember, it's...
Because now I'm watching it again. That is a little crazy. Like, oh, because now I'm thinking about it. Well, I guess if he gets to the future, and he should be able to get back, right? He should be able to get back. But still... If he can, that is, he did take his kid and probably won't ever see him again. But still, you don't let your wife do it alone. My point still stands.
Jean.
Yo, Jean Grey, holy.
Madeline Pryor. Farewell, Madeline. Farewell, Jean.
So she link up with Scott, and they just both silent, nothing to say. I mean, obviously.
Shame about the weather. No summer like a Texas summer, but I wouldn't give if someone could just make it rain.
Speak plainly. Who are you?
Name's Forge.
Cause Storm already know what's up. Friend. And his name Forge.
I'd like to help you get back what you've lost.
So yeah, like I said, man, that was a fire episode. You know, sorry I had some technical difficulties, man. I think it's time for a new laptop, or I actually need to get a PC, man, but it's definitely time to upgrade. But y'all, hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Shows Kevin 27. You know, make sure you are liking, commenting, and please make sure you give them 5-star ratings on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, Shows Kevin 27. Believe until you make believers.